A federal jury has rejected the death penalty for Zacharias Moussaoui. That means the admitted al-Qaeda member will spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of release. The announcement came on the seventh day of jury deliberations. More from NPR's Larry Abramson, who was in the courtroom when the verdict was read.
The jury foreperson entered the courtroom holding an envelope that contained the answer to the question everyone has been asking for weeks: would Zacharias Moussaoui be sentenced to death or life in prison? Moussaoui sat quietly, wearing his green prison jumpsuit and white knit cap, staring straight ahead. He showed no emotion when the judge announced that the jury had voted for life in prison on all three capital counts. Court spokesman Edward Adams read the decision simultaneously in front of the courthouse.
As to count one, conspiracy to commit acts of terrorism transcending national boundaries, and count three, conspiracy to destroy aircraft, and count four, conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction, the jury has found the defendant should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of release.
After a week of deliberation, some analysts were beginning to wonder why the jury was taking so long. Information provided by the jury on the 42-page verdict form gives some clues about the deliberations, but the form raises more questions than answers. The jury agreed unanimously that the government proved two of the key aggravating factors, that Moussaoui created a grave risk of death to people beyond the immediate victims. But they did not find he committed the offense in an especially heinous or cruel manner. That after the jury listened for days to victims giving heart-rending descriptions of the pain suffered by people trapped in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Defense Attorney Gerald Zirkin said such inconsistencies cannot always be explained.
What I think it demonstrates is clearly the first phase of the trial plainly impacted the result, because, you know, just from listening to it, it's obvious that they thought that his knowledge of 9/11, his role in 9/11, was not very great, and that played a significant role in the result that we had.
The jury form has many surprises for the defense as well. Not a single juror believed that Moussaoui suffers from schizophrenia, or at least they did not believe that was a reason to spare his life. The defense spent days and a lot of money trying to prove that Moussaoui's beliefs, such as his conviction that President Bush will free him from prison, prove he is psychotic. Three jurors added their own reason for saving Moussaoui from execution, that he had limited knowledge of the 9/11 attack plans. Critics of the government's case have long argued that Moussaoui's role was simply too peripheral to merit the death penalty. Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty insisted the government chose the right course.
Now, in our system of justice, it only takes one juror to oppose or to object to the imposition of the death penalty, and we respect that and we accept that. But accountability for the crimes committed has been achieved through the prosecution. There's no doubt about that.
Family members in the courtroom also showed no reaction when the verdict was read. Many have hoped for the death penalty, like Rosemary Dillard, who lost her husband in the Pentagon attack. But Dillard would not second-guess the jury.
He's a bad man. But we have a fair society here. We showed the world what we will do to terrorists, and that we will treat them with respect no matter how much they disrespect us.
Moussaoui shouted, "America, you lost, I won," as he was led out of court. He will have one more chance to speak tomorrow morning when he is officially sentenced. That could be the last time the American public will hear from Moussaoui before he begins serving his life sentence. Larry Abramson, NPR News, at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.